Some girls are grace and glamour, others over drink and stammer. Well, I've had some with more swagger, but I prefer Samantha. Samantha left unexpectedly. Well, I never got a chance to be bored, and now I don't know if I'll ever meet another pretty little thing to steal on me, you see. 'Cause I can lose interest over a stupid dress. Her hair can be a mess, but she's gotta shave the rest. Some girls are grace and glamour, others over drink and stammer. Well, I've had some with more swagger, but I prefer Samantha. I don't know how I got hung up on her like I have a heart. And the fear is that I'm absurd, looking for a rare bird to hide for me to see. 'Cause I can lose interest over a stupid dress. Her hair can be a mess, but she's gotta shave the rest. Some girls are grace and glamour, others over drink and stammer. Well, I've had some with more swagger, but I prefer Samantha. It's fickle, but I must confess I'm an impossible test. If you beat me, I'll be obsessed. If you lose, we can still have sex.
I love it. I absolutely, totally love it. Nice one, man. Sexy Jesus is here in the studio, and that is a killer thing to happen here. Very good.
Well, I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Can you really? I mean, I like the idea of her hair can be a mess, but she has to shave the rest.
Well
said.
It's up to the lady's preference, really, but I'm just expressing how I feel.
Your personal
on the
opinion.
Matter.
I understand. I understand. Now, Sexy Jesus, it's a great name. Hippie parents?
Not at all. Not at all. My mom was really square. Mm. She didn't party much. And my dad was very, very distant, just way up. Far
in the
away,
clouds.
In the clouds.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. Now, it's obviously you're in a court controversy, aren't you, with that name? And it obviously sticks in people's minds, because when I heard we get a lot of people come through and play music, and somebody said to me 2 weeks ago, Sexy Jesus is coming in, and I've just been waiting ever since. Like, and now I know how Christians feel. All this waiting for the Messiah and all that to come back.
Right.
I mean, Jews are waiting, but we don't really... We're kind of convinced that actually it's not really going to happen.
Indeed. Well, I'm here for me. You know, I'm not trying to offend anybody, but...
You never said that in the New Testament. You never said, I'm here for me. That was not a Christian quote.
Exactly. But that's the point. I was redeeming everybody else, I guess.
Right.
But, you know, I just had to, like, do it. Dad said and all that, and now I get to have a bit of fun for myself. So
good for you, man. Well, we're glad you're here among us again. And Facebook page, you just talk about, obviously there's some humor involved in this, but it does say that you want to turn over the tables of the digital, you know, DJ button pushing music business.
Yes, kick the sonic charlatans out of the holy temple of music.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, they. I mean, I do like all forms of music. I think there is a lot of great electro pop out there, but it's it's important to write songs and be genuine and not be like a musical money changer just trying to cash in on some sound that does well at just the worst EDM Las Vegas club scene type of thing. For me.
Well, it's, you know, you can tell it. It's hard to write down what it is. Somebody should write a book. It's probably psychological, but you can smell inauthenticity on a band or a musician. When as soon as they work through the door here, you can just smell it. You just know immediately whether somebody's like...
Smells like sulfur, I believe.
Does it? Is that what that smell is?
Yeah, that's right.
It's the devil made it. Sometimes bands come in here, right? Seriously,
it's the Faustian thing.
They've sold their soul to the devil, yeah. They come in here, though, and they've got... Like, once in a while, it doesn't happen very often, because most musicians that come through here are musicians, or whether I like the music or not. But you can tell the ones that have, like they want to go into business, and they thought, what kind of business do I want to go into? Let's start a band. And then they've got like a line of clothing already set up, ready, before they go, you know.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But you'd never have that idea.
I want to bring those robes back, though.
The robes.
You need the extra, the money streams or whatever, revenue streams there, yeah. So maybe
Sexy Jesus robes is a good idea.
Yeah.
Very good idea. Crowns of Thorns.
Ooh.
How about that?
We're asking for trouble.
I have a crown of thorns, which I bought.
Bit of a liability issue.
Well, I bought this crown of thorns in Jerusalem years ago, and it's in a frame, and it's got a stamp of authenticity on it. It says, Stamp of Authenticity, Church of the Holy Sepulchre, Jerusalem.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's very small. Like, right. Jesus had a very small head, like a Zika virus head. It was a very strange thing.
Maybe just wore it real high.
I don't know. But so tell us a bit more about sort of writing and recording. You're writing on your own, presumably, or are you collaborating?
I wrote all these songs. I definitely have lots of friends and former bandmates from, you know, when I was the light shone down on me and turned me into...
You don't have to keep this thing going.
Should we break character? All right, yeah. I'm just a man. So I've, you know, friends and collaborators that I will sing my songs to and then hope that they don't hate it. And this actually, I just played Samantha's song. It was one of the first songs that I wrote. And one of the first songs I got the chutzpah up to share with somebody, and they're like, that's good, you should record it. And that's kind of why I led off with that one.
Cool. And we're playing Friends, a new song, Friends. We've been playing, sounds great, and love it. I like the way you say chutzpah, because obviously Jesus wouldn't know any Yiddish.
No.
So he would probably struggle. He might struggle. No, it's in Hebrew too.
I think he'd be good with that.
He'd be all right. So, you're recording at home?
Indeed.
How is that? Do you like to do that?
Oh, well, yeah. The price is right. I mean, you have to get your own gear, but once it's there, it's yours.
So Jewish of you to say that.
Indeed. Yeah. But I'm a member of Caught a Ghost, and so we have a home studio there. And the song Friends, Jesse from Caught a Ghost produced it. If you don't know Caught a Ghost, you should check it out, because you've probably heard us on TV.
Is it a collaborative of...
Caught a Ghost, well, it's mostly Jesse's band. It's a... kind of a neo-soul project, but you've probably heard it because there's been a lot of different things on TV.
Well, I'm embarrassed to say I don't know, but I'm going to Google the minute
I envy you, because I got to, you know, hear those songs from Jesse, and they're great. So, you know, it's like you haven't seen some great TV show yet, and I wish I could experience it for the first time.
I know the feeling. I wish I'd never seen The Sopranos.
I'm confident enough in those songs that I think...
How do you pronounce Caught a Ghost? Because it sounds like something that's probably...
Right, yeah. Sometimes people from the UK think I'm talking about a member, but caught, like to catch a ghost.
Oh, to catch a ghost, like
past
caught
tense of,
a ghost.
There it is, yes.
Caught a ghost. Yeah. Right, not cut a ghost.
Not a... Yeah, or... I can't really say it, but a rooster, a ghost. That's sometimes people think
we know,
I say that.
Yeah. Caught a Ghost. All right. Well, certainly going to look them up. So you're releasing singles, or is there an album?
Well, I will be coming out with some more tracks, and I'll probably do, you know, singles for a while, and then package them all together and brand them as something with a name, and then have, you know, more things to sell out there and keep the content going, because it's the 21st century, and that's how you,
you have to do it,
I guess.
Yeah, we'll talk about. Well, let's talk more about that actually, about the sort of business of art and how to do it with authenticity, or with, you know, I don't know. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
Would you play us one more song?
Absolutely. How about Friends?
Let's do it. Friends from Sexy Jesus here on KX93.5.
Sinking like a stone, but I'm never alone. I got friends on descend with me. And we don't save, we don't shave, we don't ever pray. We're moving slow, we're driving the whole damn day. We cut across alleys, way over the line. We see him clear, we just don't follow the signs. These are my friends. These are my friends. It's not that we're hungry, we're overfed. It's not that we're stupid, we're very well read. It's just that we're racing to wind up dead. So let's blame each other. Let's blame each other. These are my friends. These are my friends. It seems like nobody will be around. I won't go nowhere, 'cause I'm my only one. These are my friends. These are my friends. These are my friends. These are my friends. Friends. Dave and I grew up together, children into men. But he moved away and I never saw him again. J-Dub taught me something. Sometimes love depends. He ruined me and we never made amends. Whitney was our best, and though he was laid to rest from the killer who wanted a million men.
Love it. The strangely moving music of Sexy Jesus here on KX93.5. Dude, you know, that song's the lyric there. It's got something. Do you remember, you know that song by the Flaming Lips? Do You Realise?
I do know that song.
So it makes me think of that, like we're all going to, you know, and it makes me think about the world and about politicians and about people that do horrible things in the world, and we're all going to die, and why would you bother? It just seems so ridiculous.
You can take solace in art.
You can do that. Will you talk to me a bit about the lyric and what it means to you?
Right. Well, I get in one way you could say it took me my whole life to write that song. The first verses are about my friends in LA, and and just feeling a little bit alienated from everything swirling around us and the
world. Are you from LA? Is that where you're from originally?
Born and raised. Uh-huh. Yeah, of course. Born in a desert with a body of water to the west.
Makes sense. You've thought really long and hard about this, haven't you?
And yeah, you know, I just thought, I think irony is very frickin' rock and roll. And, you know, I love the Kinks. And so I always am thinking, what is just really ridiculous right now? And our, you know, in this world, we call our friends. Well, we have lots of Facebook friends that are our quote-unquote friends that we perhaps don't like very much. So I thought I would write some verses about some terrible deviants and then have the chorus be, "These are my friends."
Isn't it funny? It has, it's twisted our perception, because that word is no longer that meaningful, because I have 5,000 friends on Facebook and I've asked them all for $10 each, which they can all afford. All of you can afford $10. Yep. All of you. You've got a computer.
I'm just going to find a cash machine.
So, well, I'm asking, you know, $10. I figured if half of them sent me $10, that's a lot of money.
Not bad. Not
that's
bad.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, and yeah, you don't have to report the cash, so...
Nobody knows. No one's ever going to know. No. But they, you know, but they're not. You know, friends used to be friends, and now they're sort of this group of people on Facebook that we're trying to show them how clever or funny or witty or beautiful or whatever we are. Right. You know, and how great our lives are.
But then, you know, the song's also an indictment of myself on the other end, because the last verse, well, I'm petty, right? So I just aired out some high school drama that had been sitting there for so long that I thought I had to get it out.
Right, one of your friends was killed because it asked for $1 million.
Not quite. Well, no, I mean, that is the serious part. I did have a friend die overnight of an aneurysm. And of course he was, you know, the coolest old soul that I knew. He was the dude that had taken, you know, acid before anybody else, and we'd ask him what it's like. And yeah, he was one in a million men for sure.
It's happened to me, actually. I'm sure it's happened to a lot of people. Just you know, lost a friend to an aneurysm. It's a nasty thing. It's totally unexpected. Rotten.
Yeah. Yeah. No warning.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a shame. But, it's a very... We are here for a very brief moment, and we are all going to die. So there you go. That's my message for today.
Indeed. I'm glad that I could make it an uplifting morning for Laguna.
Yeah. It shouldn't bother you, really. That just is what it is, and it's the way it is. And
you can always make it back, you know?
You can. I always worry about the 12 disciples. Because I think those guys, who were obviously a little confused, and some of them got it, some of them didn't
more
get
than
it.
Others.
Right? And you know, I don't know much about it, so I'm not even gonna go there because I'm gonna get it all wrong. But
Paul's still singing.
They never came back. Paul's still singing.
Paul's still singing.
That's true. Yeah. That is true. And Bongo.
Yeah.
He's still at it.
He was the like unofficial 13th apostle. He was more of like a mascot.
What band would Judas have been in? I wonder. Judas Iscariot. Who got everybody in trouble.
Right, well.
Who would he have been? There's nobody really in the music business like that, is there? There are politicians. I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
Can't think of a
I mean, it's hip to make fun of Nickelback, so.
It is, that's
right. I guess we could go with that.
What about Graham Nash? He's always complaining about Dave Crosby.
I guess so, yeah. Yeah, but he's also very talented in his own right, so yeah. I wouldn't disparage.
Well, you've got compassion. That's what's nice about you, sexy Jesus.
Well. I'm just, you know, trying to not make people afraid of death and darkness. But I guess I failed today over here.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of it. It just is what it is, isn't it? And it's coming, and there you go. So you should really be nice to people on the way through. That's what I think. And some of our politicians are very old. Some of them are in their 70s now.
Indeed.
And you would think that when you get into your 70s, how much longer have you got?
Starting out in their 70s, even.
Right, some are, exactly. So you'd think, well, how long have they got left on the planet? I mean, at best, probably 20 years. Let's say you get to your 90s. So you would think, well, you know, hey, it's a short life and we should really try and be nice.
Right.
To all people.
And perhaps affect change for future generations
and
the planet.
Yeah. Yeah, but I wonder about old people, because it's a lot of things, like they drive slowly. You'd think if you've only got a few years left, you would drive quickly, wouldn't you?
Right.
None of it makes any sense.
It doesn't. I think that just might be the dimming eyesight and, you know, the fear of pain.
Maybe, yeah, could be. Sexy Jesus is making music that's interesting and cool. And he's here in the studio with me on KX93.5. So where can people find your music and your thoughts?
SexyJesusMusic.com.
Right.
And I am Sexy Jesus on Instagram. And all those social media things.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. SexyJesusMusic.com. You can find the music, and we will be playing it here on KX93.5 for many millennia to come, I'm sure. Yeah. So, really, thanks a lot. And don't change your name back to whatever it was before.
I shan't.
Stay Sexy Jesus. You know, Chet Faker has gone back to Nick Murphy. So, don't like him anymore. Don't even like the music anymore. Because the name changed. That's how fickle I am. Hey, man, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.